こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、マミは日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能でスピード調整できますので試してみてください。
早い。
この間の特別編、みんな聞いてくれてありがとうございました。ちょっと2時間でね、結構な長編だったんだけど、
People seem to like it though.
ねえ、よかった。ちょっと初めての試みだったから、マイケルと二人でちょっとみんなこれどうかな、気に入ってくれるかなって言ってたんだけど、
Yeah, right, どうかな。
Yeah, right, よかったね。
Yeah, he did good.
Yeah, so みんなコメントとかライクとかいろいろありがとうございました。よかった。なんかすごいね、何、アンパンマンの話から原発の話からちょっとぐちゃぐちゃだったんだけど。
Yeah, we were all over the map, but
ね、そう、
it worked out.
ね、Yeah, I'm really glad you guys enjoyed it. っていうわけで、ただいま、イエーイ。
Welcome back.
日本今日ちょっと涼しいね。でも帰ってきた日すごい暑かったからびっくりしたんだけど。
Yeah, we had a lot of weird storms and stuff too.
Oh yeah? Was it raining here?
Just yeah, raining.Lightning stuff.
Wow, okay.
But it's really like, nani? Gerida?
Ah, gerida goal. Yeah. 最近多いね。
What does gerida mean?
Gerida. Gorilla?
Gorilla じゃないでしょ。
Gerida.
It's like the, I think it's from English though.
It is though.
Yeah.
Gorilla.
Is it, did they say gorilla?
Yeah, I think so.
Gorilla?Gorilla?
Yeah, gorilla.
It's like the surprise attackers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, so, so.
Anyways. Welcome back.
Thank you.
How was Thailand?
タイ楽しかったよ。雨季なの、本当は。今。でも全然雨降らなくて、すごいラッキーだった。だから雨季だから全然観光客もあんまりいないし。
Where were you in Thailand exactly?
プーケット。バンコクは前行ったことあったんだけど、プーケット初めてで。
プーケット is north of Bangkok, is that right?
I don't know.
You don't know.
でも、バンコクはもう何、都市じゃん。
Yeah.
But Phuket is like more like a resort-ish beach とか、何、リオ・ディカプリオが The Beach って映画撮った島があったりとか、ゾウに乗ったりとか。It was pretty fun, and the people there are so nice and really chill, really friendly and smiley. I love Thai people, and Thai food is really great.
What kind of, is it the same Thai food that they have here in Tokyo?
Yeah, it's pretty similar.
Same.
あとね、Lady Boy のショー見たよ。
How was that?
超可愛いの。あのね、本当の女の子に見えるやっぱり。
怖いね。
超可愛い。おっぱいとかお尻とかも
ちゃんとしてる。
もう完璧だし、あとなんていうの、この足の太ももの横んとこ、何、お尻とお尻と太ももの間、腰骨の下にみんなインプラントしてんのね。
Oh, really?
そう、だからそれで余計本物の女の子に見えるの。
How do you know it's implants though?
見たらわかる。
How do you know by looking at it that it's implants?
It looks pretty unnatural,
oh,
to be
really?
honest. でも、あのね、下手な女の子より女の子らしいよ。もう髪もサラサラで、やっぱ男の子だから脂肪があんまりつかないじゃん、お腹に。細いし、あのね、本当に可愛かった。クラブとかで見たら絶対わかんないと思う。
You seem really into this.
Yeah, it was fun.
I was way off, by the way. Phuket is way south of Bangkok.
Oh.
Yeah, I was way off.
そう、楽しかった。バンコクもね、楽しいよ。でもパッポンとかさ、
What's that?
It's like a red light district.
パッポン、
そう、ピンポンショーとか。
Is that where they're, yeah, they're shooting like the ping pong balls?
そうそうそうそうそう、そう、ピンポンショーとかあるとか。
Do they shoot people with it?
No, no, no. でも、なんていうの、机に向かってピンポン玉を打つから、机にカランカランカランってなって、本当に卓球みたいな音
がする。 Wait, but that's women, right?
Yeah, 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 of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
How would a guy do?
I don't know. I was confused. I was...
あと、や、吹き矢?
What's that?
振って吹く矢あるじゃん。Arrow. It's like darts.
Yeah.
それを女の人が、下から吹き矢で、 吹いて
did you see that?
Yeah, in Bangkok. で、風船を割るとか、
wow.
そういうショーがあるの。
At what distance are we talking about?
え、結構遠いよ。
Like 50 meters?
いや、そんな遠くないけど、でも、
20 meters.
でも、結構腹筋がないとできないじゃん。
So,
相当練習しないとできないよ。
If there was poison in that dart, could they shoot me in the neck and I would die?
Maybe, if they're trained well.
But they are trained well, right? They can shoot balloons.
でも彼女たち下脱がないとそれできないから。
Yeah. I don't know.
You know? But yeah, Thailand's crazy.
I'm thinking of the weirdest assassin possible. Just this, just this vaginal dart shooting Thai woman. It'd be the last thing I saw.
Thailand is crazy, but I love it there. I mean, the beach すごい綺麗だし。あの、one of our listeners is from Thailand, right?
I'm sure more than one.
あ、なんだっけ、いつもツイッターで話しかけてくれてるさ。What was his Twitter name?
I don't know.
I don't know. But shout out to him. Panjay, I think. Yeah. Hi, I love your country. Anyways, そう、楽しかった。
Okay.
というわけで、1個目のニュースいきます。
どうぞ。
女性の自転車のサドルを盗んだという容疑で35歳無職の男が逮捕されました。彼は、今年1月から女性の自転車の革製のサドルばかりを選んで盗んでいたということで、自宅からサドルが200個発見されました。で、これは120万円相当。で、警察の調べに対して革の質感や匂いが好きで舐めたり匂いを嗅いだりするために盗んでいたと供述しているということで、盗んだサドルは日にちごとに丁寧に包装して保管していたということです。で、まあ、彼曰く自転車のサドルの匂いを嗅げば女性が使ってたか男性が使ってたか分かるっていういうことです。
A 35-year-old jobless man was arrested for stealing leather saddlesthey found, I guess, over 200 saddles in his apartment worth 1.2 million yen. And he said he stole the saddles because he likes to smell and lick the saddles and claims to be able to differentiate whether or not, or whether the saddle was used by a man or a woman.
どうやってわかんだろうね、そんなの。
I don't know.I've never smelled or licked a saddle. Not yet.
Thank God.
It's on my bucket list. I'll get around to it.
でもさ、間違えて男の盗んでたかもしれないからさ。
Oh, for sure.
ショックじゃない?
Yeah, well, those Thai transvestites or transsexuals, would he be able to tell?
I don't know.
If it was a Thai transsexual's mama chari, we need to test this. We need to find
そう
ね。
this out. 200個って相当だけどね。サドルフェチなんてしかも初めて聞いたんだけど、
yeah. What a strange fetish.
ね、なんか何でもいるもんだね、世の中。
What's kind of interesting is one of my really good friends, her bicycle seat was stolen like last week.
Oh, maybe it was him.
And it's like 普通のママチャリ。
So, サドルだけ取られたってこと。
Yeah.
この人じゃないのじゃ。
So yeah, that'sWell, I don't know if it's this person, but I'm thinking, like, why would someone steal your seat?
サドル。だからそういうフェチの人いるんだやっぱり。サドルフェチ。
More like I feel like it's more likely that someone stealing the saddles as a fetish、than for money. You know what I mean?、Especially in Japan.、
だってサドルだけ盗んでもそれどうしようもないもんね。
Some 中古 saddle.Isn't worth anything on Yahooku.
ね、そうだよね。
It's like 2,000.
やっぱいるんだ変なフェチの人がいっぱい。サドル。しかもね、なんか革じゃないとダメで、さらに電動自転車なんだって全部。
Really?
うん。
Not 普通のママチャリ。
No, 電動自転車。全部電動自転車だって。
Why?
わかんない。
What? Why?
なんか主婦がやっぱ電動自転車いっぱい使ってんじゃない？
No, but there's way more like a regular mama chari, right?
わかんない。なんでかわかんない。We have
to ask. That
doesn't
make sense with his fetchy. That doesn't.
No, でも there are a lot of shuhu that use 電動自転車 in Japan because they don't have enough 体力. So they love 電動自転車. It's really popular among shuhu. So. だからじゃん。
There's pictures of this too.
あ、そうそうそう。Yeah, あの押収されたね、大量のサドルの写真があるから、それ後で Facebook に載せる。Yeah. これさ、意外とスペース取るからね、サドル200個っていうと。クローゼット全部埋まるぐらいの勢いだよ。超邪魔じゃない？しかもさ、200個取っといてもさ、あ、これ6ヶ月前に盗んだあの時のサドルだみたいな感じでさ、
嬉しいのそれ。い
や、日付ごとに、うん、盗んだ日付ごとに。
You can probably tell like when it's from just by smelling it.
Maybe. そのタレントをどっか違うところに生かしてほしかったね。OK、次。先月、国際宇宙ステーションで、事故があって宇宙飛行士が溺死しそうになったっていうことがあったんですけど、まあ、その詳細が明らかになりました。これは、イタリア人宇宙飛行士のルカ・パルミターノという人が7月16日に、船外活動中にヘルメット内に水漏れがしたっていうものなんだけど、この水漏れって言っても1から 1.5 リットルも漏れてたっていうことです。で、何が起きたのかというと、まあ、ルカ・パルミターノさんが船外活動中に首の後ろに水滴を
wait, wait, wait. What'd you say?
What?
What's his name again?
ルカ・パルミターノ、
okay. yeah. 早かった今ちょっ
とルカ・パルミターノさん、yeah. が、首の後ろに水滴を感じて、まあ、汗にしては冷たすぎるから何なんだろうこれはって言ってヒューストンになんかちょっとおかしいんだけどって言ったら、ヒューストンがもう活動を切り上げてエアロックに戻りなさいって言って、で戻る途中に液体の量がいきなり増加して、鼻がその液体でカバーされちゃって息ができなくなっちゃったのね。で、太陽も沈んだし目も水で覆われちゃって全く見えない。でどっち向きに進んでいいのかも分かんない。でヘッドフォンも水で覆われちゃってヒューストンの指示も聞こえなくなっちゃって、ただ一応その船外活動してる時ってこのライフラインみたいなあのケーブルをつけてるから体に、それをたどりつつなんとか戻って、仲間の宇宙飛行士に、ヘルメットを取ってもらって、だけど耳と鼻にも水が充満しててしばらく耳が聞こえなかったらしい。で、まあ、この原因は今 NASA が調査してて、あのなんかね、その宇宙飛行士が外で活動してるとき、その服の中に水飲めるようになってるみたいなんだけど、それは全然壊れてなかったから冷却装置の不具合なんじゃないかっていうことで今調査を進めています。
スーパーコンプレックス。 So there was an accident on the International Space Station last month involving an Italian astronaut by the name of Luca Parmitano.And he was working outside the International Space Station. They call it EVA, which stands for extravehicular activity, or more colloquially, they call it spacewalk. And while he was working out there to attach some fancy space cable to something else, he felt water on the back of his neck. And so he told Houston, and Houston said, oh, maybe that's like...sweat or something. He said it was like too cold to be sweat, so they basically terminated the operation and told him to go back inside the International Space Station, which I think was the right call. And so what was happening is there was water accumulating inside his space helmet around his headduring the spacewalk, and it was so bad to the point where he couldn't see and he couldn't breathe. And he's in space, so, you know, there's not a whole lot you can do. You can't take your helmet off because your head will explode or whatever happens. So he used the retract feature on his cable, which guided him back into the spacecraft. And then his teammates were able to take his helmet off and he survived.
Yeah, なんか水と水が宇宙だとあれだよね。こう集まる習性があるから。
It's just that it's like little flubber, like these little blobs of water.
だから鼻とか水とか全部覆われちゃって、 水の量はそんなになくても普通に何溺死する可能性が十分ある。
Yeah. Well, it's like it's floating on your face.
そうそう。でしかも頭とかを振ったらしいんだけど、もちろん取れないし。
So he describes this whole thing in his blog, and he says that it's ultra uncomfortable.
まあ、それはそうでしょうね。
When he was talking about how having like he had this floating water on his nose, like he just couldn't stand it. So he was shaking his head. But, you know, on Earth, you shake your head and the water comes off. But in space, he was shaking his head and just more water started floating around his head. So that's when he thought he was going to die.
Yeah, で次に息を吸ったら、何空気が入ってくるのか水が入ってくるのかもうわからない状態だから、yeah. もちろん息もできないし、目も見えないし、でしかも宇宙にいるからね。あの、線ないじゃなくて外にいる状態だから、もうホラーだよね。
Yeah, that must have been terrifying.
ね、
that shit is scary even without a crisis.、
うんね、
like, chilling on the outside of a spaceship.
Yeah.
Traveling. What, how fast are those things going? Like,
I don't know, super fast, right?
Like, really fast.
でもさ、マイケルいつも宇宙行きたいって言うじゃん。でもさ、you get scared of scuba diving. でもこっちの方が怖くない? Scuba より。
Well, here's the thing.Well, yeah, space is definitely scarier than scuba diving, but I feel like the rewards are a lot greater too. You know what I mean? Like, it's worth it. Like, if I go scuba diving, it's like, oh, fish. But if I go to space and I'm like on Mars, that's crazy. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, the cost benefit?
なんか言いたいことは分かるんだけど、I don't know. I love scuba diving and I'm never like, oh, fish.
I'm always like, oh, fish. I mean, it was crazy. When I went scuba diving in Okinawa, it was ridiculous. But I think space is a lot crazier. What he's doing is really scary because when you're on the outside of the spacecraft, there's a lot of debris in space, like tiny, tiny particles. Like even a paint fleck will be traveling at a combined speed.Combined as in like if you're moving towards it and it's moving towards you and you're both moving at I don't know how fast they're moving, something like I'm guessing, but like 35,000 kilometers per hour, like each and they run into each other, like even a tiny piece of dust will like go right through your helmet, put a hole right through your head and it's overAnd these little flecks of paint and little pieces of debris are taking out satellites and stuff. It's happened. Just like a little piece of paint.
ね、サテライトでもそんなことになるのにさ、人間がさ、船外で普通に活動してることがすごいよね。
But
I'd be so scared.
All the space radiation plus all the space debris just makes it super dangerous.
ね。まあでも。
They have crazy technology dedicated just to stopping a piece of paint. They have like these things called Whipple shields.
Okay.
Where they have like really dense layers of material one after another. So the idea is that the paint fleck hits the first shield and then explodes into little pieces. And each little piece has a significantly less momentum than the initial piece. So then the next layer of shield can stop those.
Ah.
And they mount these shields on all the spacecraft to block these tiny particles. And then they track everything that's bigger than that. So they're literally tracking millions of bits of junk in space. And it's just from like exploded rocket bodies and stuff that we've left up there.
まあでもそうでもしないとね、いちいち穴開いてたらやってらんないもんね。
You're done.
宇宙、まあでもこの宇宙飛行士の人たちはさ、もうずっと何年もトレーニングして、いけるかもわかんない、自分が選ばれるかもわかんないけど、ずっとトレーニングしてやっといけるわけだからね。だからこのルカ・パルミターノさんもさ、なんかこんな怖いことがあったけど、でもなんかこの出してるコメントはポジティブだよね。その怖かったけどでもなんか I'm fully recharged now、 なんかもう全然大丈夫みたいな。
Yeah, it's ridiculous that they don't know what happened.
Yeah,
like、ね、What do you mean you don't know what happened? How many places can water come from in your spacesuit? I mean, it can't be that complicated, right?
Yeah, I mean, they think it's 冷却 装置. It's just that they don't know what happened.
What is that?
Cooling system.
Like, how? They have like some coolant? And,
なんか結露みたいなことじゃない? でも、まあ、だからどっから水が来たのかは大体見当ついているけど実際何が起きてこうなっちゃったか分かんない、
mm.
だから今船外活動全部停止してるって
yeah. But the Russians are doing it still
I guess But yeah. their suits are different, no?
Yeah, their suits are different So it's okay But they're actually doing The Russians are doing two spacewalks within 1 week Like, I think this week So they're not worried about this at all What's up with American stuff failing and then depending on Russians to deal with it?
I don't know.
That's what happened with the space shuttle too.
That's what happened in Armageddon too.
Oh yeah, it did happen in Armageddon.
そうだよ。いつもマメアルマゲドンの話してるけどさ。でも本当です。次、プラナリア。プラナリアの話来ました。Yes.プラナリアっていうね、なんか湿気が多いとことか海とか、まあ、淡水に住んでるナメクジ的な生き物がいるんですけど、まあ、それが幹細胞ステムセルが全身にあってものすごい再生能力があるっていうことで、まあ、いろいろ研究が進んでる、ちょっと大注目されてる生き物なんだけど、どうすごいかっていうと一匹のプラナリアを半分にちょん切るとその頭だけの方からちゃんと尻尾が生えてきて一匹になって尻尾だけの方からも頭が生えてきて結果的に2匹になるっていうどんどん増殖できるっていうのなんだけど1960年代にプラナリアの実験がされて普通はプラナリアは、本能で光を避ける習性があるんだけども光のあるところに餌があるというふうに覚えさせることによって、まあ、光を避ける習性をまあなくすっていうトレーニングに成功しました。で、その一匹を切断した後に尻尾から頭を生やした個体もそのトレーニングを覚えてるっていうことが分かって、ただそれが本当に記憶が尻尾の方に残ってたのか、それとも光とか匂いへの条件反射なのかっていうのはその1960年代には分からなかったの。で、それを調べるためにマサチューセッツのタフツ大学が新しい実験をしました。で、今回は数百匹のプラナリアを使って、10日間、ザラザラした表面のところに餌があると覚えさせて、さらに餌を LED で照らすことによって、そのトレーニングを受けてないプラナリアはその餌のところに行かないようにした。だから、トレーニングを受けている個体に関しては、餌がライトで照らされてるにもかかわらずザラザラしたところに置いとけば食べに行くようにしたっていうことで、でそのトレーニングを受けたプラナリアを半分にちょん切ってその脳みそがついてない尻尾だけの方が、また頭部を生やすのを待って、そうすると、まあ、もちろん脳みそなくなってるわけだからトレーニング内容は忘れてるんだけど、
How long does that take for the head to grow back?
2週間、
mm-hmm. 2週間
2週間あれば脳みそも完全に再生するんだけど、まあ、ただその尻尾だけの方はもちろんトレーニング内容は忘れていますと。で、ただその最初にザラザラした表面のところに餌がありますってトレーニングするには10日間かかるって言ったんだけど、この1回トレーニングを受けてる尻尾がまた頭を生やしてからそのザラついたところに餌がありますっていうのをもう1回トレーニングするのには1回で済むのね。だ10日間トレーニングしなくても1回だけざらついたところに餌を置いて食べさせれば、あ、そうだったみたいな感じで思い出すっていうことが分かったの。ってことはどういうことかっていうと、頭が切られちゃって尻尾しかないプラナリアでもなぜかそれを記憶し、そのトレーニングを覚えてるっていうことが分かって、まあ、これは今後そのアルツハイマーとか認知症とかに応用できるんじゃないかっていうことで今リサーチが進んでいます。
Mm.
Really complicated.
Also very complicated. I'm going to try to simplify this as much as possible, but there are these nasty little worm things called planaria, and they have stem cells pretty much all over their entire body, which gives them this ability to regenerate if you if you cut off their tail or you cut off their head. And they had done a bunch of experiments in the 1960s where they had trained them to go into the light for food, because normally planaria do not like the light. And so what they wanted to know is, if we cut the planaria in half, one that has already been trained to go into the light, will the tail section that grows a new head remember to go into the light to get food? That's it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that was way shorter.
Yeah, it's it was a simpler version. Yeah,
simpler version.
They don't...
Do they have an exact explanation for what's going on?
No.
Oh, they don't.
That's why it's interesting. でも、ちょっとマイケル、さっきね、このノート撮ってる時笑われたんだけど、マミずっとね、臓器移植とかをして、なんか例えばさ、指揮者の人、音楽の指揮者の人の心臓を移植された人が、いきなりめっちゃクラシックが好きになったりとか、そういうケース、そういうケースいっぱいあるわけじゃん。で、I think it's possible. And このプラナリアのが本当だとしたら、その記憶っていうものが脳みそだけにストーリーされてるんじゃないとしたら、It's entirely possible. だとなると、すごい面白いんだよ。
Well, the question is whether or not you can change. Let me think. So obviously, certain behavioral patterns are ingrained in DNA. We know that for a fact because, you know, if you roll yarn in front of a cat, it's going to jump on it. Mm. All cats do that. Mm. All cats like stab. Do that weird thing where they push the cushion over and over before they sit down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like that's stuff that's just programmed into animals. So the question is whether or not some of these behavioral patterns that are programmed into animals, for example, the planaria, is that changing the DNA? And the experiment would suggest that it is changing the DNA.
Hmm.
There's been a lot of studies recently involving epigenetics and that you can actually, I think it's like not necessarily the DNA itself that's changing, but what it serves as like a selector almost.
Okay.
So you're carrying a lot more genetic material than your body is actually using.
Hmm.
A lot of your genetic material isn't being used. So even though like it's the same genetic material, you can have different expression of that genetic material.
Hmm.
And that's like epigenetics. So okay. Maybe so when you cut that thing's head off, the planaria's head off, it has to rebuild the head from some sort of a blueprint, genetic blueprint.
Mm.
So it seems like that genetic blueprint was modified by the training, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. That's my bullshit non-scientific theory. That's the only thing I can think of that would explain.
I don't know. でも本当にその臓器にちょっとそういう記憶じゃないけど、だから何かしらで変わったものが。
That organ thing is nonsense, though.
It's not. だっているじゃん。なんかさ、女の子、ちっちゃい女の子で臓器移植された人、子が、その臓器を提供した人の、なんだっけ、子供の名前とかを知ってたとかさ。No, it's not like that.で、ね、面白いのは、ちょっと超ニッチな話するけどさ、ドグラマグラっていう本知ってる？日本の。
What's that?
It's a book published in 1930s, 1930年代に出た、すごい長い変な本があるのね。
It's like the Bible.
No, 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 no. It's a, it's a fictional story, but, ね、サマリーにできないぐらい変な本なの。It's really famous to niche な人たち and なんか10年以上かけて書いたらしいの、書いた人は。
Okay, but what's... You can't
and
tell me anything
book,
about the book.
And in this book, there's a part where they talk about 脳髄論。で、そこでこの人がこのプラナリアみたいな話をしてんの。It was in 1930s. But he said, その脳みそにだけに記憶がストアされてるっていうのは なんて本当の本当じゃないんだみたいな。その脳みそは overrated みたいな話なの。
Well, if you lose organs, if you lose an organ, if you lose like an arm or something, you don't necessarily your memory doesn't necessarily suffer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he's not saying that. He's just saying that memories are not stored only in the brain. And it's so complicated. Like, his stuff is super complicated. It's really weird. It's actually a suspense. It's
yeah,
fictional.
I don't know
it's
if there's
really interesting.
I don't know if there's any scientific basis in that, and I don't think
no, it's
the,
a fictional story, so there's no
well, I mean,
there's
in,
nothing.
In,
but
I mean, in the idea that your memories are stored outside of the brain, I don't think that there's any scientific basis in that.
But this Pranaria thing can turn it around.
Yeah, but that's not really memory. That's genetics, and it's also stem cells, which doesn't really apply to humans since we don't we're not.
I guess
we don't work that way.
But it's still interesting. You have to read this book.
Sure, it's interesting.
これ読んだことない人、
so、
これ読んだことない人読んでみて本当に超変な本なの。本当に it's different from any other kind of book. No one can summarize it、because it's just.It's too weird. It's pretty smart. Really complicated.
Can I read it?
So, probably not. But 日本語わかる人は日本語日本語ペラペラの人はちょっと読んでみて面白いから。はい。
I actually think I did experiments on planaria in middle school.
Okay.
I think it was like flatworms though.、Flatworms?
Planaria
or like hydra?
Planaria ってすごいセンシティブだからあのこう。掴もうとするともう壊れちゃうぐらい
なんだよね。Yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. We had like, we had these little dishes and we had these little things in them and we had to like cut it and like watch it like regrow.
Oh,
cool. I think this was in like, I was in like 7th grade or something.
Okay.
For some reason, I like barely remember this.
Hmm. 他に何やった解剖?
I don't know.
理科の授業とか。
I did a lot of weird stuff in school. We had to dissect like owl pellets and dissect like stuff.
I did. マミね、あれやったよ。豚のベロから腸までつながってるやつとか。
What's that?
A pig from tongue to intestine.
All the way?
Yeah, it's all connected. So...
Huh.
It was on the table and it was crazy.
Huh.
あと牛の目。
Yeah, yeah, that's a popular one.
牛の目楽しかったよ。最初怖かったけど。
That's kind of gross.
It was fun.
Anyways, 次。
はい。
Okay, I'm gonna talk about Ryan Braun.
え？ China は？
Oh, we can talk about China. ごめん。
It's okay.
Ryan Braun's later. So 1 million cockroaches escaped from a farm in Jiangsu.
Ew.
A million. Let me say that again. 1 million cockroaches. Not a thousand.
One million. もう想像もできなさすぎる。
A lot. On August 20th, an unknown perpetrator destroyed.The cockroach nursery. This is reported by Modern Express out of China. And the owner of this farm had spent $16,000 for 225 pounds of cockroach eggs. And he was feeding them fruits and biscuits. And the reason why you might wonder, like, okay, so why are they breeding cockroaches? They use these cockroaches for traditional medicine.In China. For cancer and for inflammation, they like make, I don't know, cockroach extract or something.
Is it like tablets or liquid? Or, do you
I don't know?
Okay.
I'd prefer a tablet though.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, if I had to take it.
So, 中国の江蘇省で100万匹のゴキブリが農場から逃げるという事態が発生しました。これは8月20日に何者かによって温室が壊されて100万匹逃げ出したっていうことなんだけど、 この中国の農場のオーナーは6万ドルを投資してゴキブリの卵を買い付けて、フルーツとかビスケットを与えて育ててたっていうことで、なんでゴキブリ育ててたかっていうと、伝統的な薬を作るためということです。でこの薬はなんかガンとかに効くっていうことで売ってるみたいなんだけど、 Is this popular? この薬。
Did you say 6万?
うん、6万ドルじゃないの。
It's 16,000.
16,000 ドル。
Yeah, not that expensive for cockroach eggs.
いや、卵だもんね、でも。いらないけどね。100万匹ってどういうこと?
I said 225 pounds, but that's like 100キロ。
100キロ? 卵100キロ?
Yeah, cockroach 卵100キロ。
Oh my god.
And so these things all escaped and they're running around.
Oh my god.
Like, they can't catch these things.
しかもさ、ゴキブリって一匹で一回に卵を産む量とかもすごいじゃん。だからこの100万匹がさ、またそれで繁殖してすごいことになるよね。
Yeah, it's probably going to have some sort of impact on the, what, ecosystem?
Ecosystem? Jesus Christ. え、この薬がどれぐらいポピュラーなものなのかがめちゃくちゃ気になる。
I have no idea.
でもマミは遠慮する。
I fucking hate cockroaches.
Who does?
They're the worst.
Nah.
Like, some people don't mind it so much. I've been at people's places where they're like, I'll see like a cockroach, I'm like, oh dude, a cockroach, and they'll be like, oh yeah.
でもさ、ゴキブリってなんていうの?別にさ、噛んできたりとかするわけじゃないじゃん。なのにこんなに人間が怖がるってことは、やっぱりさ、昔超でかかったんだと思うよね。ってマミは思ってんだけど。
Your unscientific theory is killing me.
絶対そうだよ。絶対昔超でかくて、襲われてたんだって。だからうちらの本能の中に、ゴキブリを嫌うようになってんだよ。だって otherwise, why are we so scared of that tiny thing?
What makes you think that if they're big, they're dangerous?
Well, because they're not dangerous to us now, being small, so...
But if they were bigger, they'd be dangerous?
Yeah, they used to eat us.
What? Were they really big before?
絶対そうだと思うよ。
Are you sure?
だってゴキブリってずっと生きてんでしょ?だってさ、昔トンボとかも超でかかったわけじゃん。あの、ダイナソーとかの時代さ、こう酸素の濃度がもっと大きかった時は全部の動物がもっとでかかったわけじゃん。だからゴキブリも昔からいるって言われてんだから、絶対昔もっとでかかったはずなんだって。だからネアンデルタール人とかだった時はバッサバサでっかいのが飛んでたんだって。絶対
適当すぎ
る。
No, I don't think that cockroaches can be bigger because just structurally I don't think that the exoskeleton is just I don't
but
think
why
it's
are
conducive
we,
to
why
that
why are we so scared、yeah. of them then
Because they're gross. They're nasty. We're scared of all insects, not just cockroaches. We're scared of spiders and stuff because there's spiders that will bite you and then you're dead.
Yeah, でもさ、他の虫に比べてゴキブリの怖がられ方半端じゃないじゃん。
I'm way more scared of spiders. If there's like,
what?
If there's like a big hairy spider, I'm like running. I'm getting that green can
like,
and I'm spraying that thing for like an hour.
No. 普通に encounter する虫の中でってこと。普段アリとかちっちゃい家にいるクモとか。
Centipedes are the worst.
Centipedes 都会にあんまいなくない?
What is that called?
ムカデ。
え?
ムカデ。
ムカデ。
うん。
Yeah, I saw one in when I was in Shizuoka.
Ah.
They have a lot over there, and it's、
yeah.
the it's huge. Like it's okay.
Oh my god, that's like 20 centi ぐらいじゃん。
Yeah, yeah, it's like 20 centi and it's it has like the dark brown shell and then the bright orange legs and it's just like me 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 just like
それ何? その音しないでしょ?
It's like
今それ嘘でしょ? Oh my god.
It's just like it has like 100 legs, like exactly.
どこにいんの?
In Shizuoka.
I mean, like outside of the house or?
Yeah, outside.
Oh.
But they'll just show up and those things are like, it's just the legs that creep me out.
ムカデって何食べんの? 虫?
人間. I don't know. I'm not trying to find out.
ムカデはね、写真でも無理すぎる。 写真でも触れないもん。
Yeah, so those things are way grosser than cockroaches, right?
まあ、トントンかな。
I'll fuck up a cockroach. If there's a cockroach like in my apartment,
殺せる？ゴキブリ。
I'll kill that thing.
ムカデ殺せる？てかムカデってどうやって殺すの？超強そう。
I used a rock.
Oh, you killed one?
I'm like throwing the rock from like a distance. I'm like not, I don't want to get close. If I try to smash it with a rock, it might like flip over and climb up and like,
oh my god,
kill me, like burrow into my skin and go up into my brain or something.
マミ、ゴキブリも殺せないもん。絶対に無理。
But they die so easily with the spray. Because cockroaches actually breathe through their skin or through the shell.
Yeah.
They have like little holes on the outside of their shell that they breathe through.So if you clog the holes, it immediately suffocates.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 無理無理。家にゴキブリ出たらもう引っ越す。
Mm.
だってさ、一匹見たら何百匹いると思えって言うじゃん。すごい繁殖力だから。
You're on a pretty high floor.
Yeah. そう、だからゴキブリが嫌だから、いつも高いところに住むの。
Just because of ゴキブリ。
そう、虫とか。だから窓を開けても15階以上とかだったら虫入ってこないから、そのためだけに。
Do you get like mosquitoes?
うん、来ない。
You have gotten a mosquito before though, right?
あれはね、11階だったかな。でも多分自分と一緒に入ってきちゃってんの。とかエレベーターとか。だから窓からは入ってきて、あと風に飛ばされて入ってきてる時もあるっていうけど、まあ自分でさすがに飛んでくるまでは11階だと来ないから。だからマミ3階とか5階とかは住めないのよ。
What? 3階is 全然いける。You're not, like, if you're on the first floor or basement, you're definitely dealing with ゴキブリ like on a regular basis.
もう無理すぎる。ゴキブリ本当に無理。絶対殺せないもん。だから出たらもう。
You just spray it.
だってそのスプレーして死んだやつどうすんの？その死体。もう触れないんだよ、だって。
Just fucking, whatever.
無理です。
This is your problem.
はい、次。
Ryan Braun. So, Ryan Braun is a left fielder and third baseman for the Milwaukee Brewers. Just 噛んだ。Of Major League Baseball. And he failed a drug test in 2011.And in the drug test, his testosterone was twice the level that anyone had ever tested at. So it was just off the charts. And Braun initially challenged the result, and he won. And he pretty much discredited the guy that had done that test. And then later, a bunch of connections were revealed between him and the company that was providing these...performance enhancing drugs. And once MLB kind of built a case and said, hey, you need to come clean about this because it's obvious that you've been on these drugs, then he admitted that he'd been lying the whole time. And I have a quote here, one thing that he said while he was denying this. And he said,I would bet my life that this substance never entered my body at any point.
Major fail. 恥ずかしいよ。
He said he would bet his life. And then he was full of shit.
メジャーリーグの選手、ライアン・ブラウンっていう29歳の選手、有名な選手がいるんだけど、彼はミルウォーキーのブルーワーズのレフトの選手で、2011年の12月に薬物検査で陽性反応が出て、テストステロン値が史上最高を記録してしまいました。で、その当時は否定してこうテストが間違ってるって言い張ったので、再検査したところ今回は陰性だったから、まあ、じゃあ検査が間違ってたんだねってことになったんだけど、今年の2月に、そのテストステロン、まあ、ドーピングの薬物を作っている会社の記録に彼の名前が何回も出てきていることが発覚して、で、ついに先日、やっぱりドーピングしてましたって認めて、メジャーリーグの出場停止を食らってしまいました。で、まあ、今マイケルが言ったのは、その、一回薬物検査陽性ですけどって言われた時に、いや、命を懸けて私はドーピングなんかしてませんって 言い張ったからちょっと今恥ずかしいねっていう話。
Yeah, it's...
Well, what's up with all these, like, lying people? なんか、あの、ウィーナーとかもそうだけどさ、こう、嘘ついた時に限って、こうさ、メディアの前でそういう絶対違うみたいなさ、言い張っちゃうとさ、後で恥ずかしいじゃん、
well,
余計。
It's really do or die, you know? If you're not... See, the thing is, if you're not... They have to act like someone who isn't doing it. And someone that isn't doing itWould say that.
でもどうせバレるじゃん。
I think a lot of guys get away with it.
でもそう。
I think most people get away with it.
すごい不思議なのはこの再検査で陰性だったっていうのが不思議だったマミは。
This is like Lance Armstrong. You know, Lance Armstrong got busted and he was hit really hard with that. They took away all his Tour de France wins.
Yeah.
But it turns out like all those guys are doing it.And it's, you know, a lot of guys in baseball are doing it. And then if you look at other sports, like...
まあ、ツールドフランス結構一番すごかったよね。やってない人いんの？みたいな感じだったじゃん。もうみんなやりすぎて。
They were saying something like, the next person in line that hadn't been busted was like...in 16th place or something. So they would have had to like take out all the guys from 1 to 15 or something like that.
だからその人がすごいよね。
I think
みんなやってんのにやってないでさ、そこまでいけるっていう。
It's kind of a strange issue. It's kind of an odd issue. I think they should just legalize it personally. Not
逆に?
Not, well,I mean, allow it in athletics.
But isn't it bad for your health? Isn't that why it's prohibited?
It's not as bad for your health as people make it out to be. Especially if you're doing it the right way. Because particularly for injuries, it's very useful. Because if you're suffering from like a shoulder injury or something, you really can't recover on your own.
合法化しちゃうとさ、こうどこで線引きするかが難しいからじゃないの？そのなんていうの、もうそのどれだけいい薬を使うかっていうことにフォーカスされちゃうじゃん。だからどれぐらいなんていうの、だからその競泳水着とかもそうじゃん。どっかで線引きしないと水着ばっかりにフォーカスされて、そっちのテクノロジーばっかりに。で、誰がそれをアフォードできるかによって変わってきちゃうみたいな。
But right now, all the technology is on how to beat the test, right? Isn't it better that they come up with safer solutions for performance enhancement than just spending、
まあ、
all the money、
ね、
trying、
ね、
to figure out how to beat the test? Because people beat the test. Most people beat the test all, you know, most of the time.
でもだからこういう、
you know, a lot of their K-1 fighters and stuff.
だからこういう Ryan Brown のケースみたいにいきなりやって陽性になる人がいるわけでしょ。I don't know. なんか legalize しちゃうとするの逆に難しくない？
I think people in athletics are going to use it either way, and I'd rather have it be regulated and safe and monitored than these like this guy Ryan Braun just.He just had ridiculous levels of testosterone.
ね、史上最高ってどんだけやったんだよ。
I don't know. Ridiculous.
ね、まあそこまでいくと絶対体には良くないだろうから、ね。
When it gets into all the gene stuff, you know, the gene doping.
What's that?
And all the genetic manipulation.
Ah.
You know, when it gets into genetics, you're not going to be able to test.
まあね。
And guys are already doing that kind of stuff.
まあね、まあ、そこまでいっちゃうとなんかこの順位つけたりとかオリンピックとか意味あんのかって、そっちじゃないもん、なんかそのだってもともとはさ、何この街で一番走るのが速いのはこの人ですみたいな可愛いところが始まったわけじゃん、それが国になって、で世界になって国対抗になってとかになってるわけだけどさ、なんかあまりにもそういうIf you have to use technologies, if you have to use, you know, 薬物, if you have to use genetic, whatever.
But
and it's kind of like, what's the
are,
point?
Though. They are either way. Have you, if you look at like football players, they're not regular. These guys are totally juiced. And it's the same for combat sports. Look at guys, I mean, like Bob Sapp. Like, there's no freaking way that Bob Sapp is natural. There's just no way. There's no way.
So it's, I don't know, it's like cheating, right? And it's like, what's the point of watching it and be like, wow, these guys are so sugoi, if it's,
but if you suck, like, that's not going to get you very far. Like, Bob Sapp doesn't win fights, right?
Mm.
Bob Sapp loses like
every fight. ツールドフランスみたいにさ、こうみんながやってるってなると、やっぱ自分もやらないと絶対勝てないわけじゃん。
Yeah, the way it is right now is that if you really love riding a bicycle and your dream is to be in the Tour de France,
you have to do it, right?
You have to do it, and you also have to worry about getting caught and have to worry about your whole career and legacy being ruined if you do get caught.
Mm.
And that's all just part of the game. There's no such thing as like, I'm going to do the Tour de France and I'm not going to use that doping.
しかもファンとかメディアに嘘つかなくちゃいけないわけじゃん。いや、自分はクリーンですって。
Yeah, these guys, I mean, they're not all like this, but a lot of them really just feel like they're forced into these positions.
まあそうでしょうね。
And I think that this dishonest, creepy culture of drugs and who's using and who's not using and accusing this guy, and I just wish all of that would go away.
Nah.
Because they're going to do it either way. If you're a professional athlete, you just have so much to gain from that stuff. If you're not a professional athlete, then you know, what are you doing?
Yeah, but if all of your competitors are doing it, then 自分choice ないもんね。
You can't win.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Right?
Yeah.
I just feel like there's no other way around it.
Yeah.
Because look at... look at the unfair advantages that we see in like combat sports, where some guys, like, they're working so hard, but they're just not getting at that level, you know, where some of these guys are just completely huge and just punching through your head.
Yeah.
Because he's been, you know, juiced for decades.
悲しいよね。だからそういうスポーツとかってやっぱり子供とかも見てるわけじゃん。で、あ、こういう風になりたいなって思って、みんなこう見てるのにさ。だからこの、I'm sure Ryan Brown has like a lot of kids fans.
Yeah, for sure.
That, you know, who look up to him so much.
Yeah, and now he's a liar and a cheater and he looks like a villain.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying he's the greatest dude ever. But I understand why he did it.
ね。
You know?
しょうがないといえばしょうがないもんね。みんながやってんだとしたら。
And he's probably overdoing it a little bit. But
yeah. For sure.
More than twice as high as the highest test ever.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
ちょっと。
That's gotta be bad for you.
Yeah.
When these guys take stuff like HGH, like human growth hormone, it's really interesting. Like, apparently it's really good for repairing like ligaments and stuff.
It's like steroid みたいなのでしょ?
It's kind of different.
Okay.
The downside of this HGH, I don't really know that much about this, but it makes your organs keep growing too. So your organs become enlarged. Your heart becomes enlarged.
Ugh.
So you end up having like heart problems, like cardiovascular issues.
そのさ、内臓が肥大するってめっちゃ怖いよね。
And the ironic thing is, especially in combat sports, is that a lot of guys are taking a lot of this stuff, but then their liver gets bigger. Well, all their organs are getting bigger. But if one technique in combat sports is punching the liver, if you get punched or kicked in the liver, like your body just shuts down.
Right.
Like you fall over. Well, if you take a lot of this HGH, then your liver becomes an easier target.
でかいからね。
So anytime you're fighting someone that is looks like you suspect that they've been doing these drugs, then you're just aiming for that liver.
Yeah.
And it works. It happens all the time.
まあでもそれはだからレアなケースだよね。そうやって薬を使ってマッチョになることによって逆に弱くなっちゃうっていう。
It's not rare at all.
No. It's a rare case of those drugs being disadvantaged.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I said.
Yeah, but fighters aim for it. It's like, this guy's definitely juicing, I'm going to go for the liver.
Oh, so レアなケースだよね。
So they're just throwing like...kicks at the liver.
まあでもそういうプロの選手で使ってるとかはまだそういうまだチョイスがないとかいろいろあるけどさ、見た目のために普通に使ってる人がいることの方がもっと信じられないマミは。
Oh yeah, in the States they're everywhere. In America, like so many people are on steroids.
その人間が見た目のために頑張るその努力、あばら骨抜いたりとか女の子は、you know, 何本か。でウエストを細くするとか
they're doing what?
They removed some ribs. Of your ribs to make your rib cages look smaller to get smaller waist とか、まあ、ステロイドでマッチョになるのもそうだし、あとこの間さあのネットとかで回ってたの、あの韓国の女の子がこの口角が上がってると笑ってるみたいに見えるじゃん。 You know what I mean? The edge of her mouth、if those are kind of上に上がってる and then you look like a nicer person、だからその手術をしてだから常にちょっと笑ってるみたいな顔になるみたいな。
Yeah, I don't really
all this crazy stuff that people do
for aesthetic reasons.
そう、まあ日本も結構多いじゃん、そういう二重の手術とかさ。
When I'm in Hawaii, I'm amazed at how many people are so obviously roided out in Hawaii. You don't notice
Hawaii.
that? Yeah.
マミが行くの粉だからね。ちょっとおじいちゃんおばあちゃんばっかりだから。
Yeah, I mean like Honolulu and guys are just strutting around. Just, they got like the like steroid shoulders going on and stuff. Just ridiculous vascularity. They have like veins everywhere.
Oh god. シルベスタ・スタローン状態だね。
Yeah, Stallone is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Dude is 60 and he's got like a...
もうだって本当に血管浮き出すぎて怖いもんね。なんか切れちゃいそうだもん。ちょっと触ったらブチって。
Yeah.
I don't know。なんかその美容の美容っていうか何？見た目の美のために変なことするのやめようもうみんな。
I don't know. Do whatever you want. Enjoy yourself.
It's just really weird.
Enjoy yourself.
It's really weird. だってスタロン全然あれセクシーじゃないじゃん。ちょっと引きすぎて。
I don't know. Stallone is a bad motherfucker. That dude is killing it.
もうだっておじいちゃんなのに。
He's in movies though. Like that's you know, he's not just doing it for his, like just to stare at himself in the mirror, right? He's trying to do like Rambo and stuff.
But it's too much. もう年と体が合ってないもん。
Yeah, but if Sylvester Stallone was all flabby,
I'm not saying that he should be flabby. I'm just saying that he's doing too much. You know,
like a fat Sylvester Stallone, like a fat Rambo, and he's like running around. He's like running out of breath.
Yeah, もういやもうデブだったらランボ出れないよ。
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.次。
Mothers' genes can impact the aging process of their offspring. So a study conducted by Karolinska Institute and Max Planck Institute for Biology of Aging discovered that mutations in mitochondrial DNA has a significant impact on aging and that these genetic mutations are actually passed on from the mother to the kids.And they found this out through experiments that were conducted on mice.
So, 母親の遺伝子によって子供の老化スピードが大きく左右されるということが、スウェーデンのカロリンスカという研究機関によって判明しました。でこれは、母親のミトコンドリア DNA の変異が子供に受け継がれて起こるもので、まあ、今回そのネズミの実験で分かった。っていうことなんだけど、What does this actually mean to me?
It means that you should take care of your body.
女の子はってことでしょ？男は関係ないってこと？父親のは関係ないってこと？
Yeah, yeah, it's mothers. It's passed on from the mother.
これから妊娠する予定の女の子は自分の将来の子供の老化スピードを遅くするために何を気をつければいいってこと？
Well, it's not just people that are
No, but if we were
about to have kids right now, this is your DNA damage is something that's accumulating over your entire life.
Yeah, I didn't say right away or soon. I'm just saying that if you want to get pregnant in the future and if you're a girl, what can we do?
Well, there's anything that contributes to DNA damage, you want to reduce that. So smoking,
tobacco,
drinking, radiation.
夜更かしとかもかな? ストレスとか?
Yeah. Pretty much anything that results in free radical damage to your mitochondrial DNA.
Okay.
Which is a lot of things, really.
そうだよね。だから体に悪いこと全般ってこと?え、じゃあ超ストレスありまくりで、タバコとか超吸ってお酒とかも飲んでる人が子供を作ると、その子供の老化のスピードが速くなっちゃうってことだよね。
Well, it's not just the speed of their aging, but it's also like how they age.
And
it's a lot of different things going on at once.
だから早くハゲたりとかってことでしょ?
That's why they recommend that you have a lot of antioxidants from like,I don't know, berries and like, I don't know, vitamin C.
じゃあ女子はみんな、
vitamin E.
ビタミン C と E をいっぱい摂取して、ブルーベリーとかイチゴとかを食べればいいってこと?
Well,
to put it simply,
the free radicals are, let me think, it's like molecules that have like an available, like a dangling...covalent electron.
Okay.
You know, like molecules bond using their electrons, right?
Yeah.
Well, that free radical is with the dangling electron is like not good because it'll steal one from somewhere else.
Okay.
Right? And if you take in antioxidants, it lowers that oxidative stress.
だから酸化すると老化につながっちゃうからっていうことだよね。要は、right?
Yeah.
So just
there's a lot of dietary stuff too. Like there's some debate about this, but people say, you know, don't eat like wheat and gluten and things that cause inflammation.
だってさ、超流行ってるじゃん今、グルテンフリーダイエットみたいな。
Yeah, they think like.Your body can't actually digest it because we haven't really evolved that way.
So, だからマミあれだよ。パンケーキ作るときそば粉パンケーキにしてるもん。
Yeah, it's like it's all based on the paleo diet, which is the diet of human beings during the paleo period.
でもあんまり日本で聞かないね、グルテンフリーってまだ流行ってないかな。
I don't even hear about paleo here.
日本この間なんだっけ、サバ缶？サバ缶ダイエットみたいな。
What's that?
なんか日本ってすぐさテレビがこうバナナダイエットとか言うと次の日バナナ売り切れてとかあるじゃん、
yeah.
それがこの間サバ缶だったの。サバの缶詰、
oh. no, that's not good.
それで次の日サバの缶詰が売り切れたっていう。
缶詰 in general I think is not that good for you. There's
yeah, they say
things
that,
you're taking in from the actual can.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They say that 悪くならないもの、まあ、シリアルとか箱に入ってるものもそうだけど長い間悪くならないものは基本的に体にそんなに良くないと思った方がいいって言うじゃん。 All those dietitians and nutritionists Yeah
They say like
あと缶もね、そう今マイケ言ったけど缶を開けて置いとくと中身が酸化しちゃうから何開けてしばらく缶に入れておくのは絶対やめた方がよくてすぐ出した方がいいとか、あとポテチとかポテトとか油で揚げてるものも空気に触れてるとどんどん酸化しちゃうから。
Well, there's so many things these days that cause cancer and they, you know, they've pretty much figured out that wheat is terrible for you, gluten is terrible for you. You don't want BPAs from plastic, you don't want that stuff from your缶詰, you don't
yeah
like you can't eat anything anymore. You can't
yeah
Coca-Cola is terrible for you.
Yeah, あとカップラーメンとかもね。
Yeah, all that stuff is terrible for you. 一時期言われたけど、
お湯でその容器が
French fries cause cancer.
Yeah, anything causes cancer.
But, you know, it's not, they're not just Tekitoni saying this. It's true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
French fries do cause cancer.
Yeah.
And that's because they burn those carbohydrates and they become carcinogenic.
なんか面白いのはさ、アメリカの方が肥満とか多いじゃん、全然。なのにもかかわらず、そういう健康な食事に関するインフォメーションは絶対アメリカの方が多いんだよね、日本より。そう、添加物とか、yeah. だからベジタリアンとかも少ないじゃん。だから例えば日本。だから家系が例えば大腸がんの家系だとしても、だからって子供がベジタリアンになるとかってあんまり聞かないし。
Well, there's a lot of bad information and there's a lot of good information in the West.
Yeah, but in Japan there's almost no information. Like really, like backed by science. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like eat bananas.
Yeah, or eat sabano konzume and you lose weight とか。
There's a lot of nutritional BS going on in Japan for sure.
そうそう。だその科学的に証明されてないことにこうを、まあ、テレビとかでやってみんな飛びついちゃうから。
There's less BS in Japan too, though. There's a lot of BS in the States.
Like Martha Stewart.
Well, I don't know about Martha Stewart, but like the vegetarian diet is terrible for you. No one should be doing that.
It depends how you do it, really.
No, I think it's terrible for you.
I think vegan is impossible.
Yeah, vegan's worse.
I can never do it.
It's just your brain is made of fat. Like, your body needs these fats. It's one of the most important parts of your diet. And there's just not enough fat in the...
Vegan, 多分ね、日本知らない人いっぱいいると思うんだけど、vegan はベジタリアンよりもっとすごいやつで、動物性のもの何も食べない。だからチーズとか卵とかもダメだし、もちろん。あとあれね、めんつゆとかも、カツオだし使ってるからダメとか、It's pretty extreme. 絶対無理。まあ、ピザ諦められないもん。焼肉とか。
Well, everyone knows pizza is bad for you.
But I can't give it up.
So this, the idea behind the paleo diet in the States, it's kind of interesting because the paleo diet lines up almost perfectly with the traditional Japanese diet. Where you eat, like, the main thing in paleo is fish. And the main, you know, one of the main things in Japanese diet is fish. There's a lot of fish eating going on.
Yeah.
And the only real exception is soba, like noodles. Because paleo cuts out carbohydrates entirely. But white rice is fine. There's nothing bad about white rice. Some paleo people say that you shouldn't eat white rice, but...White rice is fairly innocuous, and it's actually the coating of the rice. Like brown rice, people say that brown rice is better for you. And if you look at the glycemic index, brown rice does digest more slowly than white rice.
Okay. まあそうだよね。消化にあんま良くないんだよ。
Because it has the casing on
it. Yeah. 玄米。
But the casing on the rice actually has natural pesticides built into it, as is the case with most... vegetables actually.
Okay.
And that is inflammatory. And so that's actually worse for you than white rice.
Ah, そういうこと?
Yeah. Well, the paleo diet is thinking about inflammation. So things that the human body is not designed to digest.
Yeah.
So, and yeah, it breaks down racially too.
白米がその何?むくまない? Bloated, no. Inflammation.しないのは知ってたけど、そっか、玄米の外のペスティサイドまで考えたことなかった。
It's not even pesticides that human people put on it, like humans are putting on it. Plants develop like natural pesticides.
Oh, でもそれって洗って取れるもんじゃないの？
取れない。
取れないの？
No.
Oh. そうなんだ。
Yeah, it's called oxalic acid.
Okay.
And a lot of like green...Like stuff like spinach has a lot of oxalic acid, and if you eat a lot of spinach, you're actually taking in this oxalic acid as well, which is not good for you, and can actually cause like kidney stones.
Oh God. それってさ、料理とかしてもなくなら、加熱しても意味ないんだ。
Or the only thing you can do is take calcium.
Oh, together with.
And then the calcium will actually bind to the oxalic acid, and then it'll pass through your body. Otherwise, the oxalic acid will accumulate in your kidneys.
カルシウム、乳製品と一緒に食べればいいってこと? Or eggs?
Anything that has calcium. Actually, like certain vegetables have a lot of calcium. Like kale has a lot of calcium.
Oh, okay.
So, like kale has oxalic acid, but it also has calcium, so it's not as bad.
It's like
the spinach doesn't have as much calcium, I don't think.
Huh. Wow.
I don't know. It's kind of like mendokusai.
Yeah.
to think about all of it.
I know. でもマミね、なんかこう一個気になるとすごい気になっちゃうタイプなのね。
About food?
Yeah. だから。それ全部考えてると頭おかしくなりそうになるからあんま気にしないようにしてんだけど、yeah. だからあの何コンビニのおでんとか、
mm.
うちコンビニのおでん禁止なの禁止だったのちっちゃい時から、
Why?
なんかこれうちのお母さんの説なんだけど、
yeah.
なんかあのおでんの大根とかってずっと煮てると溶けるじゃん普通は、
mm.
溶けてなくなっちゃうじゃんじゃがいもとかもそうだけどさ、
yeah.
だけどコンビニのおでんってさずっと煮込まれてるけど大根溶けないじゃんだからそれは絶対おかしいって言ってなんか変なものがいっぱい入ってるに違いないからコンビニのおでんだけは食べちゃダメっていうなんか変な家のルールがあって、
What? Well, the microwave stuff is way worse. I mean, they just
I don't eat microwave
stuff. They take those like bentos and they just nuke them right there. And
yeah, I don't eat them.
The plastic is like melting into your food.
Yeah.
it's kind of scary.
そういうの食べない。The only exception is, for me, personally, is コンビニおにぎり。I know it's got 着色料とかついてるの知ってるけど、美味しいからやめられない。
Yeah, I eat garbage all the time. I'm eating like コンビニの、
お弁当。
What is it? Karaage kun red.
Ah, あれ美味しいんだよね。でも
fucking all day.
あれ美味しいよね。でも確かに
stuff like that.
まあ悪い、まあね悪いもの全部やめようと思ったら何も食べれなくなっちゃうから別にたまにはいいんだけどさ。
But people that are eating the paleo diet where they're taking in zero gluten, not zero, but pretty close to zero gluten, like a lot less gluten, and they're cutting out dairy because dairy, particularly for Japanese people, they can't eat dairy. Japanese people can't really digest dairy. If you're like Northern European, you're okay with dairy. But like...
Lactose intolerance.
Black people and Asians can't
deal with the lactose. Lactose intolerance, in 日本語で何て言うんだろうな?
I don't know.
乳製品無理な人。だから牛乳飲むとお腹痛くなっちゃう人とかお腹壊す人結構いるけど、
yeah. I'm totally fine. I'm chugging like I buy the ブルガリアの like 飲むヨーグルト and I'll drink like a liter.
Yeah, I'm actually okay too. 男の方がでもみんなあれだよねお腹弱いんだよね腸が女の子より短いから、
yeah, people say that. Is that true?
Yeah. You guys have shorter intestines.
Huh.
Which is, I don't know why. なんでかわかんないけど。面白いよね。うん。っていう謎情報でした。
Yeah.
っていうわけで、以上かな今回。
Yeah, I think so.
あの、iTunes のレビューさ、またすごい増えて、みんなありがとう。超嬉しい。あと、Twitter もちょっと最近さ、すごいやっぱり、メッセージが多くて、全員に、ちょっと返せない時もあるんだけど全部読んでるので返せてない人はごめんなさいでもありがとうございます
I was doing a lot of tweeting while you were gone
あそうそうそうレアキャラのはずのマイケルが
I was on the Twitter
Yeah, we get a lot of messages ね本当に嬉しいです
The iTunes reviews are nice too But we fell from 5 stars to 4.5 stars Devastated
マイケルがへこんでる
I want the 5 stars back
そうだね
What is going on?
まあでもいっぱいもらっだってもう200何十とか多分もらってるから
Yeah
まあそりゃね星1とかつける人もいるでしょうよ
they keep coming.
Yeah. So, yeah, thanks for all the messages and everything. And, なんか質問とかあったらまた連絡してください。
Yeah, if you don't follow us on Twitter, you're going to spend a lot of time in purgatory too.
そうだよ、煉獄だよ。
煉獄 forever.
And you're missing out a lot, so follow us on Twitter. And 月曜日だけど、今週もみんな仕事と学校頑張りましょう。
When are we doing this next?
I don't know.
Thursday? Is Thursday possible?
Maybe, yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. というわけで、終わり。
Yeah. 以上です。
Bye.